The most excellent mirror, Samadhi. The Buddhas and the ancestors have all directly handed down this basic truth. Preserve well for you now. Have this is all. The white snow falls upon the silver plate. The snowy heron in the bright moon hides. Resembles each the other, yet these two are not the same. Combining them, we can distinguish one from other. Supreme mind in words can never be defined, and yet to all the trainees' needs it does respond. Enslaved by words, you fall into a hole. If you should go against the basic truth, you come to a dead end. This is as if a giant fireball. Never come too close, nor put yourself too far away. If you express by fancy words, it is all stained. The night encloses brightness, and at dawn no light shines. This truth holds for beings all. Through this we free ourselves from all danger. Although not made by artifice, this truth can find expression in the words of those who teach true Zen. It is as if one looks into a jeweled mirror, seeing both shadow and substance. You are not him, he is all of you. A baby of this world is such as this, possessing all his five sense organs, yet goes not and neither comes, neither arises nor yet stays, has words and yet no words. Then finally we grasp nothing, for words inaccurate will be. When stacked six sticks of forever move in mutual relations in extremes and center. Stacked three times, return again to the first pattern after changes five. This as the five tates of the chigra seems, and as the diamond scepter's branches five. The absolute upright holds as it is, many phenomena within its own delicate balance. When a trainee asks a question, matching answer always comes from the Zen master, so that he may bring the trainee to the ultimate of truth. The master uses skillful means. Trainees embrace the ultimate. Masters contain the means. Correctly blended, this is good. Avoid one-sided clinging. This is all the natural and superior truth that does not attach itself to no delusion or enlightenment. It calmly clearly shows when all conditions ripen, when minute infinitesimally small becomes, when large it transcends all dimension space. Even the slightest twitch will surely break the rhythm. Now we have abrupt and slow, and separated do the sects become by setting off of doctrines, practices, and these become the standards that we know of all religious conduct. even should we penetrate these doctrines, practices, and then delusive consciousness flows through the eternal truth, no progress shall we make. If outwardly all calm do we appear, and yet within disturbed should be. We are as if a tethered horse, or as a mouse within a cage. So pitying this plight, the former sages teaching all dispensed, because delusions in the trainee's mind were topsy-turvy. All the sages true did match thereto their teachings, thus they used all means so varied. Even so, to say that black was white, delusive thought, if lost, abandoned, will all satisfaction bring. If you in ancient footsteps wish to walk, observe examples old, that he could take the final step to true enlightenment. A former Buddha trained himself for 10 long kalpas, gazing at the Bodhi tree. If thus restrained, freedom original is like a tiger that has tattered ears, or like a hobbled horse. The sage will tell a trainee who is feeling he is low and all inferior, that on his head there gleams a jeweled diadem, and on his body rich robes hang, and at his feet there is a footrest. If the trainee hears this teaching with surprise and doubt, the sage assures him that of cats there are some kind, as also some white cows, that perfect are just as they are. A master archer hits a target at 100 yards because he skill possesses, but to meet 2 arrows in mid-air head-on goes far beyond the skill of ordinary man. In this superior activity of no mind, see, the wooden figure sings and the stone maiden dances. This is far beyond all common consciousness, beyond all thinking. The retainer serves his lord, the emperor. His father does the child obey. With obedience there is no filial piety, and if there is no service, no advice. Such action and most unpretentious work all foolish seem and dull, but those who practice thus this law and continually shall in all worlds be called Lord of Lords and to eternity.